Call the meeting to order. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1948, Sharon L. Sherwood and Van Sherwood.
This is an application to consider conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for professional office use to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.03 acres more or less, lying northeast of Route 1, 150 feet southeast of Mill Creek Court, a private street in Mill Creek Manor subdivision, and located at 16649 Coastal Highway, and being identified as tax map ID 334, map number 1, parcel 701. For the benefit of council or commission, excuse me, I pass down copies of the survey of the property, and it has been superimposed with some parking locations. We do have a couple agency comments. DLDOT provided comments on August 9th of 2012 in the form of a support facilities report, which references that Route 1 at this location is considered a level of service D, and that earlier today, November 15th, 2012, Joy Bressler of DLDOT informed the staff that there was a computer error in the original support facility report, which should have read that a traffic impact study was not recommended. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on November 14th, 2012, in the form of a memorandum, which references that the site is located in the north coastal planning area of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, that Ordinance 38 construction will not be required, that central sewer service is not available to the parcel at this time, that an on-site septic system must be utilized, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, that the county does not have a schedule to provide central sewer service to the parcel at this time, that when the county does provide sewer service, it is required that the on-site system be abandoned and a connection made to the central sewer system, and that a concept plan is not required at this time. We did receive some letters in opposition to this application. They were received from J. Ralph Cintron and Christine Cintron, and Roy L. Wattenbarger and Susan Wattenbarger, expressing concerns that the property owners will still have viable use of their property without this request, that a setback variance has previously been granted along the Cintron side yard for the existing workshop and studio, that they are concerned about depreciation of property values, that the use would change the spirit of the neighborhood and infringe on their rights, use, and enjoyment of their property, that the expanded use of the property for a commercial enterprise could adversely impact the surrounding neighborhood or environment in many ways, and references an example, light pollution, noise, additional traffic, paving, etc. That the property has an existing cesspool, gravel driveway, deteriorating privacy fence, and a second or a two-story building that overlooks their property and a restricted community. That due to traffic in summer months and on weekends, getting out onto the highway can be difficult. That if approved, people would be pulling out to the south of their community only a few feet away from their community entrance, fearing that all of the existing buildings could be torn down and replaced with a massive office building, and requesting that if approved, a new privacy fence be provided along their community so that no one can enter their property, and that they hope that stipulations could include that lighting, signs, and hours not be excessive so that they can maintain their property without commercial influence at night. The Wattenbargers provided information they received from Denrek on the cesspool in their comments. And gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. And I'm guessing that you're Ms. Sherwood.
I am. I'm Sharon Sherwood.
Okay.
I do have some pictures, if I can.
Already? Sure.
Get those.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would give them to Mr. Lank or to our.
That's right, fine.
Yeah, Mr. Lank, yeah.
Thank you.
You heard what Mr. Lank
said?
Okay.
There they are. Thank you.
I know you heard what Mr. Lank read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you want to add?
I was not aware that the impact study was changed, so I would like to find out what the computer error was, comments.
Oh, that was only the DLDOT comment. They had commented originally that a traffic impact study was required, and they said there was a letter attached. It turned out there wasn't a letter attached, and it was an error in their computer system, and it should have just stated that the traffic impact study was not required.
So this is good news for you.
Yeah, it's good news.
Okay, all right.
This is good news, yes.
We verified that today through the office.
That's right. So there is no traffic impact study required.
Okay, because I thought that had been done previously, and so thank you.
Well, you had done the request for traffic information, which is returned to us as a support facilities report, which I was referring to.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, let's see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
Well, did you have?
Did you have something else you wanted to add?
Sure, I'll be brief because I know you've.
Now's your time.
Now.
You've waited this long.
Okay.
I don't have to be anywhere until 7:30 tomorrow morning.
So all right. Me too. So we're good. First of all, I know that the neighbors are concerned about the impact on their property. No question. And I want to make it very clear that we purchased the property because we love it also, and we love the residential feel of it. And so it is not our intent to change that residential feel of the property. And certainly we would, right now the fence, you can see from the survey that the fence goes about 3/4 of the way down the property. If approved, most definitely we would continue that fence all the way down that side of the property. I wanted to use the pictures to give you a little bit of a feel where the property is. And if you'll work with me, the top picture, if you'll work right to left, as opposed to left to right to left, if you'll start with Tyndall's at the top. Tyndall's is just on the northbound lane as you come over the Nassau Bridge. And immediately next to that is a home, basically on their parking lot. You can see the side of it, and the next picture shows it facing Route 1. Followed next door to that is the lighthouse, followed by the Meineke, followed by Surfing Crab. And then if you go again down to the second row to the right, there's Mr. Grab Bar, and then a field. Now, the field is what butts up against to one side of our property, the south side of our property, and you can see that there's a tree line along there. So that tree line basically protects my property from whatever will come into that field, because I do think that somewhere down the line there will be something in that field also. In that little area where I put the asterisk and the box, you can see to the left of that, there's another tree line, and they are well-established trees. And those trees are what block us from the neighborhood to the left. So then you see the house for the neighborhood of Mill Creek and the entrance to Mill Creek. That takes you through that second line. Then again, going all the way to the right, there's another home, followed by Greystone Manor, then a State Farm office building, Floors and More, and two other buildings. And that takes you down Route 1 there. As I said previously, it's not our intent to change the existing home. We've owned the property now for 2 years, and my husband and I have been working on it diligently to restore the home. We have almost $100,000 into the property at this point. And if you turn to the second page, you can just see some outside pictures. The center one, of course, is the front of the house. The pictures to the right basically are showing you the driveway that comes down the right side. And the pictures on the left are the driveway going out. It is a circular driveway going around the house. And again, by looking at those pictures, you can see that there is a lot of vegetation, established vegetation, that creates a natural block and is what we really like about the property. Again, if you turn the page, you'll see the inside of the home. And I'm not giving you a before and after, but this is the after. And we have done extensive work inside the home to restore it and make it usable in a nice living space. What we would like to do is to rent it to someone like an architect, a lawyer, an insurance broker, or another type of broker, or have someone have a home business and live in the home and just have a small business there. We know that the previous owners had an upholstery business there. This goes back a lot of years, but it was Elaine's upholstery, and they lived in the home and operated this business out of the home. And that is what we're looking to do as well. As far as the studio in the back, which was mentioned, my husband and I would like to use that. And that would be for an artist studio, basically. Right now, we have things stored in there. But that's our goal, ultimately, and we would like to continue to do that. So we are looking to rent only the house that sits right there on Route 1. Other than that, the final page of the packet shows the interior of the house and, again, shows that the driveway goes around the house.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Just a clarification. You made reference to upholstery business. Wasn't it a drapery business?
I don't know them, but I have the sign at the house that says Elaine's Upholstery.
I'm pretty sure it could have been upholstery also, but her main line of work was draperies.
Draperies. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now, the other question would be, and you don't intend to live on a site.
No.
But you still would utilize the studio in the back for your art?
Correct. It's an art workshop. That's what we'd like to
okay.
do.
But you would rent the house. Okay. Yep.
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's all I had.
All right, sir. All right, then. Let's see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
So you're asking for a conditional use for both properties. One would be to a rental property, and one would be for your art studio? What?
Oh, no, we would only like to rent the building in front. We, as owners, we would like to just use the studio for private use, not to have people come there for any reason at all. It's just for a private work area. It's a two-story building. We use it for storage right now, and when we can finally get some income coming in, we'd like to, you know, start fixing it up inside and just use it ourselves. That's all.
Okay, and there was a variance given for that building, Lawrence, years ago that would carry forward with this?
That's what was stated by one of the neighbors, that the applicants did receive, or the owner's original previous owner did receive a variance for the location of the two-story building, and it's just in excess of 600 square foot when you include the building and then add the additional square footage for the deck, and their setback would have been, since they are 15 foot and they're only 11, they had a variance for the setback.
And it was actually us that requested that variance.
I wasn't sure.
Oh, it was you there.
Okay.
Right, because when we came in to request the conditional use, it was at that time that we found out that it didn't meet the code. So last week, 2 weeks ago, we came and asked for the variance, and it was approved.
Okay.
The building itself is 30 years old. It's been there.
So what did this have a conditional use when it was Lane's Upholstery?
No, she lived there with home occupation.
Home occupation. Okay.
They were the only employees. Didn't have any employees.
Okay. So is that why this one, though, would need a conditional use? Because, I mean, they could rent the home, and whoever rented it could do a home occupation.
Well, she made reference to that in one of her presentation statements, that she would use it for either a rent home for an office use or as a home business.
Right, but that in and of itself doesn't need the conditional use, but is it because she has the artist studio that's not occupied by somebody who lives on the premises? Is that what's driving the conditional use?
No, the home business could be for someone else that operate a home business, similar to what Elaine did with her drapery business, previous owners.
But would she
they
need
live
a
on
conditional
premise,
use?
They could do it.
Yeah.
Not as an occupant in a home business, but you can't have any employees.
Oh.
Most of the home business issues that we've had because they did have employees. Probably a good percentage of our conditional uses are people that live on a premise, but they operate a business, but they have employees. You can't have any employees in a home business. You can only be the individuals that live there can be the business itself.
Well, but then in her situation, though, could she, because she's going to have the house with tenants in it, but then the artist studio that's not used by the tenants, it's used by her. Wouldn't that, I mean, that's not a home occupation either. I don't know.
No, it's not, because it's not being
used by them. It's a hobby use, yeah. And she's not. You're not living in the house.
Right, I'm not living in
it. I'm trying to figure out why you're here is what I'm trying to figure out.
No, because,
I mean,
because
why we would require you to be here, because you can rent your house.
Right.
There's no rule against you renting your house. There's no rule against whoever renting your house having a home occupation. So you don't need a permit to rent your house to someone for them to have a home occupation. Right. You don't need a permit to use the loft, even though you don't. Because you're not living there. So I'm trying to figure out why you need a conditional use.
The application was for professional office use.
I think I understand what you're saying, though, is you might want the option to rent the house to a law firm, an accountant.
Correct. They have a secretary.
Yeah.
No. You're assuming they're going to live there. Thinking that they're not going to live there. They're just going to have their office there.
Oh. Yeah, with just professional office use, the way it would advertise.
That's correct.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. And the studio, really, what I was trying to alleviate.
Yeah, we just went through a 3-hour call.
I know, I understand. What I was trying to address was the concern of the neighbor, because the studio is two stories, and she's concerned that I'll be renting that space out, which looks over the fence and
is more of a... We can take care of that.
And that's fine with... That's actually what I...
It's a little difficult, though, to put a conditional. I mean, hours of operation. Well, you don't have a tenant, right?
Right, but if you give me a condition that they can't operate past 8 o'clock, then I can't rent to somebody that wants to operate past 8 o'clock. I guess that's more.
What would be your hours of operation? What would you be?
Well, I was thinking 9-to-5 business, a lawyer's office, for example, someone who has regular Monday through Friday hours.
Vince, when was the last time you worked 9-to-5? Yeah, 9-to-5.
Yeah. Which 9-to-5?
Who does
that? Right. Yeah. I've been on for 10 minutes.
We're on the second 9-to-5 now. Okay.
Would that be? 5 days a week, 6 days a week?
Five days a week. I'm looking for a Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. I'm looking for minimum impact on the building as well. That's my other thing. I'd rather not rent residential because of the impact on the building also. So I'd like to do the professional use. That's what I would like to do, with minimal impact on the building and the surroundings, for that matter.
Would you like to have a sign out front?
A sign out front would be great, yes.
And the reason you chose 8 parking spots is because you were advised by the square foot of the building? Is that correct, Bob?
I don't know. I haven't sat and calculated that.
And I was told, based upon employees, you had to have, you know, say they had 3 employees, you had to have at least those 3 parking spaces and then additional 4 someone coming. So I thought that was above and beyond. I was just
The parking would be based on the square footage of the house that's used for an office.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does that include the studio?
Not the studio.
No, whatever.
Restricting
that to not be included.
In fact, you can even in that calculation, you can even take storage room and hallways and all kinds of stuff.
Porch overhang.
People usually don't do it, but you can.
Going to DelDOT, have you done that?
I have not. I turned it when I came for the application. They told me they did the request.
Yes, you will. And the difficulty with this site being on Route 1, DelDOT may require it to be substantially altered and only allow you to have one entrance.
Okay.
May require it to close and take out the other entrance, regrass it, refill it, grass it, and the whole works.
Okay.
But that's up to DelDOT.
Okay.
Okay. But you are not in the development. You have... This is completely out of that.
Correct. It's
separate parcel.
Right.
Okay. I understand the application. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Really no questions. Just want to thank the applicant. We're all familiar with the site. Your pictures were helpful to refresh our memory that there are commercial establishments nearby. However, I believe most of them are rezoned to a general commercial.
There's a mix.
A mixture.
From conditional uses also.
Okay, Mr. Ross?
You're not part of the Mill Creek.
Correct.
You're separate.
I am.
And then, do you actually have two accesses to Route 1?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And won't that be reviewed, Lawrence?
Oh, yeah.
I think
there
you
are two accesses now.
That's not going to...
That won't stay. Okay. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, I just referenced a second ago that she could, DLDOT could require to close one entrance, make major improvements to the other entrance, actually go in and take out the entrance that they close and resod it, grass it, or whatever.
I mean, because you're on Route 1.
Right. Oh, I know. Yeah.
Okay. And then the tree line, is that part of Townsend's or is that on you?
It's a mix, and the property line kind of goes down the middle of them on that side.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
All righty.
Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
Just for the sake of the record, one question. Is it your opinion that because of the property's location on Route 1, it's really more viable as an office use versus residential?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you could just elaborate on that just a bit.
Well, the proximity of the home to Route 1, it is high traffic area, and as far as someone wanting to rent the home as a residence, it isn't as appealing for residents. The visibility for commercial is much better.
Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1948, Sharon L. Sherwood and Van Sherwood? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1948? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.